This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features we have there completely free at freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your phone calls about what you want. In fact, one of our sometimes co-hosts on the program, one of our other lady co-hosts, Meg, has been apparently harassed big time at the airport. She went down south about a week ago. She went down to Florida to meet up with the Liberty on Tour guys, Adam and Pete, libertyontour.com. Of course, we've had them on the show a number of times, and she was getting ready to come back here tonight, come back to New Hampshire, when she posted a Facebook update saying she was escorted from the airport by about a dozen cops and seven TSA agents, and now she's on the phone. Meg, are you there?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what happened tonight?
So I went to the Fort Lauderdale airport to fly out of Miami here, and I was, you know, one of the random, actually the only random person chosen for the body scanner. And so instantly I was just like, no, I'm not comfortable with that at all. So the, you know, of course, they all start screaming at the top of their lungs, opt out, which instantly drew all the attention of the entire security area on me. And
I'd like to point out real quick before anybody, this goes on, because this is kind of important. So you believe that you were the only one picked for this, this scanner, and you're like not an unattractive female, right? Like, so if
she's smoking hot,
right? If there's if I was going to pick out of a plane full of people who to see naked, it might be you with the, you know, maybe you'd
it's
be the
random.
Top
Mark,
five.
What are you talking about?
Right.
It's random.
It's random, but they picked the hottest chick there.
Yeah, so when I, you know, told them I didn't want that, they all screamed opt out, and some lady came over starting to put on gloves already, and she, like, grabbed my arm and started pulling me into this area, and I just kind of pulled away from her, and I was like, whoa, what's going on here? And she's like, well, if you opt out, you know, I have to give you a full pat-down, and I've read about these new pat-down procedures that they have, which and I've gone through them as well, and it's like physical full palm on every area of your body, including, like, on your breast, they have to squeeze and, like, twist them.
What?
It hurts. Like, it's getting to the point where I feel more physically molested than if some random guy actually came up and molested me. It's more intrusive than that. And
they're
so,
twisting,
you know,
on your breasts. I didn't even realize that was happening. I mean, it's horrifying.
Yeah. And so they put me in this little area, which is directly after both the body scanner and the like regular magnetic detector.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody who goes through that has to, you know, go around this area that I'm in. And I'm just standing there, and this lady's screaming at me about the procedures, and I was like, okay, well, can I talk to your boss? Because I obviously couldn't get anywhere with her.
So you're basically front and center in front of everybody that's coming through. They're all watching you.
They have to walk around me.
In a little glass cell?
To their ticket. No, it's just like a little roped-off area.
Okay.
It's directly after the metal detector. So anybody who walks out has to walk around that area to go get their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sitting there, and she brings out her manager, and the first thing she says to the manager is, this girl has all kinds of opinions on how we're doing our job wrong, and that's how she introduces the situation to this lady. So, of course, like, I try and ask a question. I don't get 30 seconds into talking with this woman, and she runs away, and at that point, there's at least five or six TSA agents surrounding me. And she comes back with a dozen cops. Like, I sat there and counted them. There was 12 cops there. And I asked at one point if I could grab my camera. They wouldn't let me touch my stuff. They, like, at one point even took it back up to the gate of the airlines that I was flying with. So it was nowhere near me. And I'm just sitting there, like, I had taken off my jacket, my shoes, all my jewelry, everything. And I'm trying to talk to the one officer who I guess they put in charge of the situation. And any time I asked him a question that he didn't have an answer to, he would get really upset and just start yelling at me some more.
Hmm.
And so finally they just cuffed me in the chair. And at this point, like, so many people are yelling at me. I don't know where my stuff is, and I'm just scared. And as soon as they go to do that, the original TSA lady who was going to give me the pat-down, just kind of, not really whispers, but quietly so nobody else can hear, says, well, I can tell you one thing, and then she rips my airline ticket in half.
Wow.
Oh.
And that's aggressive. So,
but wait, what's the point in that? She doesn't get to control whether or not you have a ticket to the airline. She controls whether or not you can get to the gate. But that's really,
yeah.
You know, like, these people are overstepping their bounds. Can they handcuff you without you being arrested?
Apparently. I don't know, but at least four different people were passing around my ID and, like, writing it down, doing background checks. Well, all the while, at least four, like, two of the TSA agents, two of the cops, while I was sitting in that chair, at this point, I'm shaking, I'm sobbing. I can't, like, wipe my face, so I just look like a mess, and everybody who comes through security is staring at me while these people give me a good 30-minute lecture on terrorism.
Yeah, really?
It's just, I could not handle it. Every moment, I was just like, I do not care if these people are doing those things, because it has nothing to do with me.
And they did all of this to you because you asked some questions, right? Like, you refused, and then you took off your shoes, you took off your belt, you took off, you know, you took off your jewelry, so you were complying with the procedure.
Yeah.
They just...
And all the while, because I was sitting in this area that was like the designated, you know, secondary screening area, nobody else had to go through second screening because I was taking it up. So not one person the entire hour I was there had to deal with either the body scanner or the pat-down. I was the only person, and because, like, I had some questions about it, finally they just escorted me out of the airport.
No questions regarding our procedures. None.
I didn't know they were doing random body scans. I thought they were starting to make it so everybody had to go through that. That hasn't been implemented at all airports, I guess, yet.
Yeah, and it wasn't like the line was particularly long. There was maybe four or five people in front of me, three people behind me. That's it. And I was the only person out of that first group that was picked. And then, you know, as the hour drug on, more and more people started arriving, but I was the only one.
Hmm. Wow. You know, I wonder what would happen if you just show up in a Speedo. I wonder what would happen. Because this is what they want to reduce you to. However, they'd likely take it as an affront. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
well, yeah, then you'd get a charge for, you know, being disorderly or something like that. Or
yeah, well, to that point, I wore my swimsuit under my clothes to the airport.
Meg, did we lose you? Meg, hello? Yep, I think she dropped off. But maybe we'll get her back.
Back 9 years ago, I was doing a lot of traveling with my kids, and they had the same last name as their father, and I had gone back to my maiden name, and he's Egyptian, so it's an Arabic name. And Aziza was, I guess, 10 years old at the time, and she had one of those little training bra sort of things on, and had a little rose, you know, thing, and it had a little wire in it. So I guess it set off the metal detector, right? And I was told that I had to remove her bra. She's 10 years old. And at that point, I said, okay, I've had enough. And I started using my maiden name with the kids. That's how they started using my name. Mm-hmm. And they were never pulled from a line again. Up until that point, from 9/11 for a year and a half, they were taken out of for every security
system. And the suggestion, if you listen to these, because I have a friend who is the same situation. He has a clear and obvious, his first name's Ali, and his last name is very obvious. I had some business with this guy for over a course of 6 months. We had to take like eight plane rides, and this guy got secondary screening every time. Now he was good about it because he knew it was coming, you know, he was just prepared, and that's the way it was. But this guy, you know, American citizen, no big he's not a threat, he speaks as plainly as you or I, you know, no accent or anything like that. But the government will claim that we do not profile, and B, the Republicans will say, we've got a profile. Young Arab males are dangerous. Well, hey, the government's lying, and they're profiling, and it's really messing with people.
And it's humiliating people as well, what they're doing to folks here.
In Meg's case, it's really odd.
She should have been wearing her burqa.
The entire process is designed to humiliate somebody who opts out. We'll come back and talk more about it, and you can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you? Violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and you will find that the features there are free. We've got news updates. You can be kept in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our updates, our Twitter or Facebook, whatever one of those works best for you, or more than one if you'd like. All free over at news.freetalklive.com.
Jurisdictionary.com is legal education that the public school system should have taught you. We all deal with the legal system every day through the ever-invasive government. Take them to court and do it without an attorney. You can do it with jurisdictionary.com. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get this course. I've purchased it for myself at jurisdictionary.com. When you do purchase it, use the pull-down menu they have there and mention Free Talk Live. It helps us out. That way they know what advertising is working and which isn't. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Meg is back on the line with us after a little bit of technical difficulty. She has been forced to leave the Fort Lauderdale airport tonight as she was daring to ask questions when they picked her out for a supposedly random, one of the random body scans. Mark very astutely observed that Meg is an attractive young female and how strange.
It's amazing. I knew it the first time I saw her.
That she was attractive. And how strange that they would happen to choose Meg for this body scan. You chose to not be body scanned, and so then they all started shouting, "Opt out!" All around the security area, pulled you in.
Yeah, also in Spanish, since it's a very Spanish-speaking
right
area.
So then they pulled you by your arm into a different, to another area where they began doing the squeeze down, if you will, because apparently.
Well, I stopped them before they started that, just because I knew it was coming, and I was not comfortable with it, and so instantly I just said, "No, I'm not comfortable with that. I have questions first, you know."
Oh, I see. And so that you never got to the point of them actually doing the pat down?
No. Okay. It wasn't that I was intending to like miss my flight. If that happened, I just, you know, I didn't want to blindly go, "Okay, you know, feel me up."
Well, how did you know that they were going to? You mentioned they were twisting your breasts, or they were twist. You knew that they would twist breasts. Had you heard that? Had you seen it happen?
I had read a few articles since these new procedures went into effect. I think like a week or two ago, and also like I had seen videos and stuff like that. And like before even this started, when, you know, before I was even into the ideas of liberty, after 9/11, I would get random screening, and they would do that. And so I just sort of knew it was coming, and I didn't want to do that again. I didn't want to, you know, allow them to touch me in ways that I'm not comfortable with. And they just, you know, they would rather prefer to think that I'm insane than I'm a person with a logical question. And so they just treated me like an insane person and wouldn't even listen to me.
And then called in a dozen cops, 7 TSA yep. agents, to escort you out of the airport after tearing up your ticket in front of you and doing all of this, you know, handcuffing you, putting you, sitting you down, handcuffing you. You're crying, making a mess of yourself. People, you can't wipe your eyes, and people are all around watching this as they're doing everything they can to bring attention to you, to make an example out of you, to show people in line, hey, you don't want to opt out or else you'll have to go through this as well.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even let me touch my bags or put on my shoes or my jacket or anything until I was out, because they had, like, all the 12 cops surrounding me with the 7 TSA agents carrying my stuff around them, walking me out of the airport. Like, everybody was being very loud about it and on the radio saying what they were doing and stuff like that. So everybody in the airport was just watching me, like, just, you know, be toted out by this massive, just, I don't know. It was like an army of government agents taking me out of the airport.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me when I was just a little cantankerous with the people for a secondary screening. They circled me up with like 12 law enforcement officers of different level, TSA, local cops, and a dog. I mean, this is what they do. It's mental conditioning and psychological torture. And they can do, they're just trying to hold you out and say, look other people, look, if you so much as look at us crossways, we are going to make your life miserable.
Well, Meg, you know, you and I have a very different person, you know, we have different personalities, and I'm such a loudmouth. They must just not want to deal with me because I'm, you know, from the time that I step into the line, I start saying, "Don't you feel like this is Germany? They're having us undress and they're having us put our things." And I just go that route, you know, from the very beginning, and they probably
just
want.
Surprised you haven't had more trouble.
They just want to get me thrown out of there.
Well, I was, and while we were sitting there for like the half hour when I was just on that chair crying, I kept trying to ask them questions that I thought, you know, might touch them in ways that just the normal, you know, "This is Nazi Germany" type statements will do. And one of the questions I asked was, you know, "How do you feel that sex crime victims feel about this procedure? Like, do you think this could have negative effects on them?" And the cop, every answer he gave me was basically, you know, it's not about you, it's not about me, it's about the greater good type thing. And I don't see how any good is gained by throwing people off to the side like that. Well, yeah. It makes no sense.
I don't see how there's any good gained by an organization that misses 50% or more of guns, knives, and bombs that it tests itself on. But this organization has to appear relevant to itself at the very least. That way they can feel like they aren't useless cogs in a useless machine.
To where, Meg, did they take you when you exited the airport? Did they just take you right out to the drop-off zone?
First, they took me to, like, the ticket counter for the airlines that I was going through because at that point I had missed my flight, and so I had, you know, no way home. And the airline manager was actually very, very kind, and he was just like, we'll get you home. Don't worry, because, you know, I was a mess at that point, just shaking and upset. And, he's like, we'll get you home. If you want to find a different airport nearby that doesn't have the body scanners, or if you want to come back tomorrow and try again and hope you don't get the special screening, you know, whatever you need, we'll take care of it. And so he was very kind and accommodating.
And he was saying all of this with the police surrounding his kiosk or his table?
There was only three or four TSA and police at that point. I mean, some of them had left, and then once that was to, like, he printed me out a new ticket since I'd need the ticket to call in and exchange. And obviously I didn't have the original anymore.
Wow.
And so after that was all done and, you know, I kind of calmed down a little bit, then the cops walked me out front to the departures, like, loading area, just told me to wait there, and managed to get a hold of Pete, and he was kind enough to come and pick me back up. But
amazing.
But that's really the reality, though. You, this person who at this point is this huge person of interest, tomorrow you can get your ticket again, go back, and the likelihood is that you will not be special screened. So, you know, it's just random. It's just this stupid system.
But I don't understand, though, Meg, why didn't you have righteous indignation? You know, like, obviously you were crying and you felt victimized a bit and everything. I would have just been pissed.
Well, at first I was, but then once it got to the point where there was, you know, 12 big guys with guns surrounding me and I had nothing more, I couldn't even move and they wouldn't let me touch my stuff. And, you know, at one point I asked if I could get my camera and they just started screaming, don't touch your bag, you know? And what? And
as though you were some sort of, and I mean, if you were a mad bomber, you could have just set off your bomb. Tell you what, more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Now, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. We've got stuff on our website, and it's all free. As other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We give it away. In fact, you probably find more for free at freetalklive.com than you'll find behind the paywalls of a lot of those other shows. So go and enjoy. And enjoy the archives. There's a lot of them there. On the front page of the website, you get the last week's worth. And then if you click into the archive section, that will take you back all the way to late 2006. Those archives are brought to you by HostGator.freetalklive.com. That's a special link that we've created to get you a free month of hosting from HostGator, which, by the way, is one of the world-renowned internet hosts out there. Incredibly just spot on when it comes to uptime, and the prices are absolutely fantastic. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates, as well as get your own domain names if you would like. You can use our link to get that first month completely free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
All right, so Meg is off the line. She pretty much told the entirety of her story, and she's off to, I guess, spend another night down in Miami unexpectedly after having been waylaid by the TSA, surrounded by a dozen cops and seven TSA agents who did not like the fact that she dared to ask questions about their screening process. She felt a little bit uncomfortable with the idea that they would be, you know, squeezing her breasts, among other things.
Twisting them.
As is their new policy. And she's not the only one who's pretty upset about this. In fact, George Donnelly, who is one of the activists at some point, I believe, will be making the move to New Hampshire. GeorgeDonnelly.com is his website, but he's got a handful of websites, and he just launched a new one, WeWon'tFly.com. We will not be treated like criminals. WeWon'tFly.com is where you can go to, I think they've got the Facebook page, which is brand new. There are 150 people, I think, just today that have already clicked like on that. And I like the idea, and I don't. I try to avoid flying as much as possible.
I think a lot of people are. And this is the soft protest that's in, sort of in, included in this. There are certainly people out there that have decided, I'm not flying anymore. This is just ridiculous. And flights are down, as I understand it, somewhere close to 30% domestic.
Domestic. Since when? Since
2001. Mm-hmm. And that's so that means that's business isn't expanding, it's contracting.
And you see all the airlines buying each other up. And,
yep. And the numbers are very similar on the foreign flights in, too.
I can tell you that flying business and first class is still a different experience. When I went over to Europe in April, the kids and I flew over business class, and the line for people to go through the body scanners, but the pat downs and the everything was, very similar to what I experienced here because I was flight coach here in the United States. But they didn't even really check my passport, quite frankly.
Because you were business class?
Yeah, yeah. Business class is a higher level of it costs more.
So you've got this situation where people are being humiliated in front of others, mm-hmm. and this is basically a process that is designed to dissuade people from going through the secondary screening process. Mm-hmm. As Meg was telling us, while she was sitting there handcuffed to the chair with them giving her what she described as a half an hour lecture about terrorism, mm-hmm. you're a bad citizen. We've got terrorists out there, and we need to be making sure that everybody's safe, and so you should just go along to get along and do whatever we say, little miss. She's sitting there this whole time. Nobody else was given the secondary screening. Now,
because she was sitting in the secondary screening area.
Ostensibly.
So it's obvious. I mean, what they're showing there is, look, the secondary screening is about training the sheep. It's not about screening people. Otherwise, they would be screening other people instead of having somebody occupied in the area where they could show off as, the modern-day version of the stocks.
Now, one of the things I think that WeWon'tFly.com is onto, there's sort of two messages on the We Won't Fly website. One of them is, I am opting out completely of flying. I'm not going, I'm going to drive wherever I need to go. I'm not going to fly. The other one is basically saying to jam the TSA checkpoints until they change this. Because we've talked before on the air about what can be done. What is it that those of us who love freedom can do about this TSA security madness?
Not much.
And there isn't. Well, but when you're by yourself, there doesn't seem to be much you can do. You can opt out, which is what I will certainly do. I don't want to go through one of those screener things. I will opt out, and that'll result in a big scene being made by these TSA agents shouting, "Opt out!" all around the security area to make sure they bring the attention to you as though that's for the intention of scaring
but
you and scaring others.
But an activist doesn't care because they know what they're in for in the first place.
Right. And so I definitely plan on opting out should I have to go through one of those machines in the future. And I certainly don't plan on flying anywhere unless I absolutely have to. That's kind of how I've been doing things. And so I think it's good to have WeWon'tFly.com around to encourage people to do this. Because what would they do if somebody were there with Meg? Like, what if Pete and Adam were also there from LibertyOnTour.com? They're down in Miami right now. They picked up Meg and they're all together, so that's cool. She's all right. But what if all three of them were flying and then all three of them opted out? Would they have been able to screen another one of them while they were busy spending like the entire squadron of TSA agents to deal with Meg? Would they have been able to screen another opt-out? Would they have been able to handle another 10 opt-outs? And then would that mean that all of the opt-outs would end up missing their flight because they'd have to wait for them to finish the first person?
Don't forget that a lot of people have concerns about the level of radiation that comes out of these scanning machines.
X-rays.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going on, but I don't need this. Your security, whatever it is not that important to me. It's about my health here. Mm-hmm. And, that's what my main concern is.
Well, so you don't have to fly.
Indeed,
right?
I don't have to fly.
Now, sadly, though, the airlines have to use TSA airports.
So it appears.
They don't get to opt out.
No, it's hurting their business,
the
and they can't do anything about it.
Seem to be able to get away without it. Mm. The little ones for the rich people
at little airports. You mean, right?
I think that
do the little charters fly out of the big airports? I imagine they do.
I imagine they do, and I don't think that they have to.
You're probably going
to
a private
your own hangar
jet. Yeah, a private hangar for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the more people that opt out of this, the better, and the more people that can opt out at one time, I think that's a good thing too. Because if it's just you, then you're not going to gum up the works too much. But if it's you and five other people all at the same time, then you might. Some people are talking about actually holding protests at the airports. That could be perhaps effective, at the very least, to
encourage people to say no.
Yeah, rile people up, encourage them to say no. So there are things that can be done, but ultimately, it's going to require a much larger level of noncompliance from people.
Yeah, this is a very effective system that the TSA has.
Yes,
the way they are entrenched. They are thoroughly entrenched, and there's not much you can do. But I think that it seems to me if you've got the time to don't take the machine. I understand some people don't want this, that they don't want to get felt on and all that other stuff. And I could totally appreciate it. Personally, do not have a problem with it. Feel
yeah,
all
it
you
bother
want.
Me.
I don't want to get scanned by their machine because I don't want the health situation, and I'd rather them take another 15 minutes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Please explain to me exactly what you're going to do before you go. Wait. Just explain to me what you're going to do before you do it. Do whatever it takes to gum up these bureaucrats' time. They're just going to be over there flirting with the hot TSA agent because that's all you ever see them doing. These people chat their butts off,
mm-hmm.
and you just make them work.
Did you guys hear about the Korean, the young Korean man who came over? He was probably in his mid-20s, and he dressed up as an old man.
Oh, yeah, I saw that story. It was amazing. He was flying out of Hong Kong.
I'm sorry, maybe he wasn't Korean, but...
No, yeah. Well, he might have been Korean.
Asian.
I don't know. Yeah, he was Asian. Flying out of Hong Kong into Vancouver, and it was at the Vancouver airport that he was pulled aside. Apparently, he made it that far,
yeah.
But what happened was, I guess while he was on the plane, somebody noticed that he had young hands. So he was wearing this latex, this very expensive latex mask, this kind of professional movie-level style makeup, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But he had forgotten to do something with his hands, so there he is sitting with this wrinkly old face, and the hands of a 20-year-old man.
Yeah.
Somebody saw that, and they pointed it out, and then they pulled him aside. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves, and now he's in the Immigration Detention Center in Canada. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHeather.com. Take advantage of Herbal Heather Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Heather Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Heather Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHeater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHeater.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. And if you like the show, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. You've got to get your shopping done. Stuff you want, stuff you need, you can probably find it all at amazon.freetalklive.com.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children. I read it to my son, Jack, all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go now to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples, and order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
More about the TSA here in a moment. Let's go to your phone call so you can bring up whatever you want and talk to Dave, calling from the People's Republic of Somewhere. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm a little cynical tonight, but I'd like to tie in the Meg thing to what you were talking about with calling the police on your neighbors earlier.
Okay.
I really don't have any sympathy for Meg. She knows about the Titty Twister Security Agency, and she went into that knowing full well what was going to happen without any backup, so she got what was coming to her, right?
Well, it's true, but she didn't know that she was going to get nabbed, right? So she made a series of decisions which got her to where she was, but she didn't know that those decisions that was going to matter. You know,
I don't think that means just because you know that there's a criminal agency that is that is monopolizing the airports of America doesn't mean you can't empathize, or in your case, you said sympathize with the person who went through that harassment. I mean, it's a horrible thing, even if you know what's coming.
Yeah, she's pretty smart. I figure she's smart enough to just drive.
It's Florida, and I agree with you.
I don't think she has a car either.
I agree with you on this, but look, my wife goes back to Florida during the winter. She just hates the winter in New Hampshire, so she goes back for a couple of months. And if I want to see my wife, can you imagine me making a drive once a month for the 2 to 3 months that she's going to be gone all the way down to Florida and then driving all the way back when I can take a ticket on Southwest for about $100? One way?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, that's just a choice you have to make. Either you're going to get involved with the government or you're not.
Well, that's the reason that I told people that it's probably just best if you get picked for secondary screening to just go ahead and force them to do the feel up situation. That way, it gums up their system. It's the best I can do with that scenario.
That doesn't mean that you shouldn't feel sorry for somebody that has to go through it, or that you can't. I can totally empathize with what Meg was going through. That's a tough scene. I mean, to be surrounded by a bunch of violent men and women who at any moment could snap and do who knows what to you. I mean, that's a scary situation to be in, even if you know what to expect.
Yeah, but you can avoid that.
Okay, how are you suggesting that she avoid that? Simply by not flying?
Yeah.
That doesn't stop them from pulling you over when you're driving down south either.
To some extent, it plays into their hands. I mean, they're government bureaucrats. They want less work to do. The fewer people that come through their line, the better off they are.
This is true. Mike.
It's a no-win situation. It's very tough to try to...
You guys are going to really think what I say is terrible about the thing about the neighbors, though.
Go ahead.
But, Michelle was talking about how she thought people were gutless if they called the police on their neighbors. And Ian said it was a horrible thing to do. Mark said the people who do that are just lazy.
Actually, I said it's gutless if you don't take the initiative to confront someone who is, in your opinion, aggressing you or upsetting you or irritating you. I think, is gutless.
So go on. Okay. What's your point?
Well, apparently about 3:30 or 3:45 a.m. on Saturday morning, a guy named Robert Neal in Pennsylvania called the police because he felt that his neighbors were harassing him. And he was pronounced dead on arrival at 5:18. The police got there a little bit before 4 o'clock in the morning, and he was very upset. So they tasered him. Then I guess the county sheriff came out and found out he was very upset. They tasered him. Then I think the state police came out and tasered him. Then they took him to the hospital, and he died. And I got no sympathy for him because he was 61 years old. He should have known better than to call the police.
People don't know that. I mean, how can you be so callous toward people? People don't know that. A lot of people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, we've read a number of stories here where some old grandma will call the police for some reason, then something awful will happen, like you're describing, and they'll say something to the effect of, well, I had no idea it was this bad. I had no idea. They've been so-called law-abiding for their whole lives, and they've never had to get into any situation where the police have been involved in their lives, and then all of a sudden they come crashing in, like a bull in a china shop, and then they discover the hard way that the police are actually a criminal gang that hurts people. Now, there are some nice, decent cops out there, but sometimes people just find these things out the hard way. When people like that read the newspaper and they read about the police busting some drug dealer, or they read the stories, the puff pieces about the police, they don't see the reality of what the police do and who they hurt and how they operate. They just say to themselves, oh, they're busting those criminals. Well, that's good. And they don't really think too much about it. And then once it happens in their lives, it's a real shocking event. And I can totally empathize with those people. That they're completely in the dark. You can be in the dark about the police for decades of your life, and that's exactly what happens to folks.
Dave, what do you do? Right. What is your business? What do you do?
I'm in construction.
Do you go get permits for what you build?
If I go to your house and you want me to build an addition and I have permission from you, who do I need to get a permit from?
Did you take your contractor's licensing exams or anything like that?
No. I've only got a couple licenses.
Why do you ask, Michelle?
The pilot's license.
I'm just wondering if he's consistent across the board that he does not take advantage or utilize any sort of government sanctioned or.
It sounds like he is in that case, but his consistency, is not the same as his lack of compassion for other human beings.
Right, even if he's consistent, the fact is that something occurred for you that, showed you that the government was this agency of force and that sometimes calling them can result in bad things for you. But it hasn't...
You guys for a lot of years.
Right, but everybody hasn't. I mean, Free Talk Live may be a popular podcast, but it's not a popular podcast that's not so popular that everybody's listening to. to it. We're only on 82
it's
stations.
Not possible.
Most of them are only on the weekends. People just don't hear this information. They get told by the talking heads and major media that, in fact, the opposite of what we're saying is true.
Yeah.
Yeah, but come on, this Bart cop that killed that guy a couple years ago, he'll be getting out of jail in June.
Yeah.
Mainstream media.
Yep.
Sometimes when when the videos were shown,
no doubt about it. It's horrible, but people look at those stories and they say, "Oh, that's outrageous," and then they say that.
That's
go on with their lives. I mean, they don't think too hard about it because they think to themselves, well, it's a good thing that I wasn't there, or I'm a law-abiding person, and so
this could never happen to me.
Those would never happen to me, and they just go on and watch Dancing with the Stars or whatever it is they were going to do. I thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Thank you for the call. I can understand where Dave is coming from.
I'm as frustrated as he is. I totally understand where he comes from.
I wish people
act in solidarity, we would have a much better government. But the fact is, people don't act that way.
No, they want to do what is, you want to take the path of least resistance. Human beings are more inclined to do that sort of thing. And it's unfortunate that that's the case, but I can't blame anybody for it.
That also leads, though, to ingenuity.
Take the path of least resistance.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, true.
So I don't mind that in general, but
when it comes to the government, then that results in people bowing down,
vigilant,
and kissing boots.
Mm-hmm.
And now look where we are. I mean, we've got the TSA patting people down and grabbing on breasts and crotches, and what's next? Where do they go from here?
If I go through, I'm going to put a sock in my pants.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to make it all kinky.
Well, you do know where they go from here. The Viper teams are spreading out outside of airports, hitting train stations and bus stations. And it probably won't be long before they start setting up more internal checkpoints in various different parts of the country and start, just stopping people on the road and searching their vehicles and patting them down on the road. I mean, it's not... It's not a far throw from where we are today.
Well, they used essentially 9/11 in order to get where we are with the planes. I mean, think about the Oklahoma City bombing. Mm-hmm. We need to check these trucks.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are checking trucks. They've got weigh stations and searches for trucks already. The poor professional drivers are completely molested by the federal government. They're going to start checking everybody at some point. And they'll get away with it because people will go along to get along. Unless they stop. They can stop anytime they want. You can, too. More coming up. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.